From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is expected to unveil a final version of a health care bill today. He met for hours yesterday with fellow Democrats, attempting to get enough votes to overcome a filibuster by Republicans. Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska has been pushing for greater restrictions on abortion. He emerged from the talk saying real progress has been made. President Obama today again urged the legislation be passed. In his weekly address, he said both the House and the Senate versions would protect consumers.
The protections currently included in both the health insurance reform bill passed by the House and the version currently on the Senate floor would represent the toughest measures we've ever taken to hold the insurance industry accountable.
He said both versions prohibit insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions and stop them from charging exorbitant premiums on the basis of age, health, or gender. President Obama is back at the White House after brokering an agreement with four other nations at the climate conference in Copenhagen. The plan calls for the long-term goal of making deep cuts in global greenhouse gas emissions. Heavy snow is falling across much of the East Coast. The nation's capital has been especially hard hit. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
National weather forecaster Michael Musher in Camp Springs, Maryland, says the District of Columbia could get more than 2 feet of snow with cold, windy conditions.
It's not going to be the real wet, heavy snow. It's probably going to be somewhere in between a fluffy to wet snow.
D.C. Department of Transportation spokesman John Lyle says his road crews have been clearing streets all night.
Here in the district, we're preparing for the worst.
It's expected to be the heaviest snowstorm in the D.C. area in 7 years. Retailers are worried holiday shoppers will stay home on the last weekend before Christmas, traditionally the busiest shopping time of the year. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security is extending a December 31st deadline for states to comply with the Real ID Act. The move means that holiday travelers will not face the prospect of longer lines at airport screening facilities. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Real ID was enacted by Congress in 2005 as a way to make the process of issuing driver's licenses more secure. It requires applicants to provide birth certificates and requires states to verify them, but no national database has been created to check against. And it's an expensive process for states, yet they've been given little in the way of funding. The Department of Homeland Security says 46 of the 56 states and territories say they won't be able to meet the December 31st deadline for compliance. The law says travelers from such states can't use their driver's licenses as IDs to pass through airport security and enter federal buildings. So the department has now extended the deadline until May and hopes Congress will approve a less restrictive measure by then. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Eurostar train service between Britain and France was suspended this morning after four passenger trains broke down in the Channel Tunnel. More than 2,000 passengers were stranded for a time but were rescued safely. A spokesman said service would be very limited later today and tomorrow because of freezing conditions. Members of Congress from the Great Lakes region are asking federal agencies to consider stronger ways to keep a potentially harmful fish out of the Great Lakes. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has the story.
The Obama administration pledged $13 million this week to the fight against keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. But 50 Midwest members of Congress say the EPA and other federal agencies should also consider additional controls. Wisconsin Republican Representative Thomas Petri says if the large and hungry carp start disrupting the food chain in the Great Lakes, the fishing industry may suffer.
There's the potential for disruption if the worst fears of the invasion of the Asian carp are realized.
Petri says federal officials should consider major changes to a Chicago-area shipping canal if there's a reasonable likelihood the Asian carp have now advanced to within just a few miles of Lake Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
A judge in Oklahoma City has extended a temporary restraining order to keep a new law from going into effect. The law would require doctors to collect personal information about women who seek abortions and post the information on a public website. District Judge Daniel Owen said his restraining order will remain in effect until legal challenges against the law are resolved. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.